the listening is interesting, entertaining, informative. In this half hour, monitor sports, the best and latest in popular music. And 2 minutes from now, Arlene Francis with her guest Ilka Chase, who will fracture some fallacies about travel in Iron Curtain countries. Trombones Unlimited first, playing It's Not Unusual. Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's carpets. Here's Arlene.
In 1 minute, my guest will be Ilka Chase, actress, author, and world traveler. You've probably heard me talk before about Lee's cushy carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 Acrylic by DuPont. But did I tell you about the five different textures, the loop pile, and the twist, and the plush, and the two elegant sculptures? Well, Lee's has them all, you know, at their springy, lively Orlon 33 best.
Springier, fancier, it's the carpet fiber that's lovelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
When you look at Lee's full house of textures in carpets made with Orlon 33 acrylic, be sure to give them the touch test. Your bare toe will tell you how much springier, livelier, plushier these heavenly carpets by Lee's really are.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
And now, Ilka Chase, I think the title of your new book is almost as appealing as any travel book I've ever seen, Fresh from the Laundry. How did you happen to arrive at that?
Well, I tell you, Arlene, it was sort of almost inevitable because it's a book about travel through the communist countries of the Balkans, you see. And, of course, if you say one kind word about anything communistic or anybody who's a communist, people say maybe, oh, you've been brainwashed,
Yeah.
Well, there were quite a few things there that we thought interesting and rather nice. I thought, well, I'd better call it Fresh from the Laundry and beat the critics to it. So.
How did you manage laundry, incidentally, on the trip?
Oh, well, how does any traveler, you know, drip dry? You do your own.
You really
much.
do your own. You never were in a place long enough to have it set up?
No, rarely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because actually, although we spent, a week or 10 days, for instance, in Romania and in Bulgaria and so on, but we were traveling, we were motoring a good part of the time,
uh-huh.
So we pretty much did our own, but we are very hardened laundry.
Did you find beauty salons amusing behind the Iron Curtain?
Well, I say in the book that my suggestion to the all-powerful state is to send the hairdressers scampering right back to the arms of decadent old capitalism, because if the communist women ever discover what can be done in the line of good hairdressing, the leaders are going to be faced with a counter-revolution, because their hairdressers are disastrous, with a few exceptions. Oh, I must say, in Belgrade and Yugoslavia, they had very fine hairdressers, but, you know, in Romania and Bulgaria and Prague, Budapest, they were not so hot.
How about the food?
Very good. A great deal of it was very good. Bulgarian food, I think, is quite... It's perhaps a tiny bit greasy for our taste, but it's good, hearty, nourishing peasant fare. It really is.
They have a lot of it?
And a great deal of it. That was one thing that was very interesting, you know, because we were always thinking, oh, well, they don't have enough to eat over there. No, but they do. That isn't a word of truth in that. The shops are full. The restaurants are crowded. As far as the food goes, they're amply taken care of and often very well.
Mm-hmm.
And... Of course, in when you get down to, well, then also we went to Greece, which naturally is a little different story. That's not communist. And, of course, there the food was simply delicious. We had wonderful food in Greece. We had pretty good food in Yugoslavia, too.
You didn't really have to be careful, you and
Doctor. Oh, no. No, but then we never are. We figure, you know, it isn't going to kill us. And well, once we're
all those people have survived, you'll
yes,
survive.
You know.
Well, thank you very much, Ilka. My guest has been Ilka Chase, and we've been talking about her newest travel book, Fresh from the Laundry. Now let's get down to business about carpets for business. Lee's Mark Royal, the commercial carpet with a handcrafted look. Business carpets have to be durable. Mark Royal is made to stay springier, bouncier, livelier, longer. It's made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont.
Springier, bouncier, it's the carpet fiber that's lovelier. Springier, livelier, name on DuPont.
For business or pleasure, it's those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen again later today when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets again present Arlene Francis. The latest ballad from Ed Ames, very popular across the nation, My Cup Runneth Over.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with
Something useful for ladies, particularly the mother who's planning a family trip to the nation's capital, is a booklet by Mrs. Richard McCarthy, wife of a New York congressman. It's titled, What to Do with Children in Washington, and covers children's restaurants, interesting sightseeing spots, the location of vital restrooms, drinking fountains, and child-sized sinks. Meanwhile, wherever you go on the weekend, always stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
You people of the Western world preach democracy. But in our newspapers, I read every day how the West is trying to force its way of life on the world. You seem to want everyone's problems, no matter what they are, to be solved your way. You talk of free choice, but do you allow it? It makes me think that maybe your democracy is a farce.
A university student in Budapest is forming his ideas about America and the world. Within 10 years' time, he and millions like him in Eastern Europe could help change our world. Shouldn't they hear both sides? Shouldn't they hear the truth? The main way to reach these young people is through Radio Free Europe. Without Radio Free Europe, their major source of news could be communist propaganda. Shouldn't they hear both sides? Radio Free Europe needs your support. Give to Radio Free Europe, Box 1967, Mount Vernon, New York.
Ed McMahon and Monitor back with you at 19 minutes after the hour. Some cautious logic expressed here by the latest number from the Ray Charles Singers. Step by step. One moment, the 107th and newest member of baseball's Hall of Fame. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Hello, anybody. I'm Henry Morgan. When you see a car whose shiny rear end has no State Farm bumper sticker, you find yourself wondering why the driver of that car is not taking advantage of the world's best car insurance value. Well, in the first place, it's none of your business. And in the second place, maybe he's rich. Maybe he doesn't need State Farm's low rates. Or maybe he's the adventurous type, taking his chances that he'll never need fast, friendly claim service 1,000 miles from home. In fact, they always say, show me a man who will willingly drive his car across the country without the protection of the world's largest car insurer, and I'll show you a man of unusual courage. You know what else I always say? Show me a man who does insure his car with State Farm Mutual, and I'll show you a man of unusual wisdom.
61-year-old former New York Yankee pitcher Charles Red Ruffing of Beechwood, Ohio, who won 273 games over 22 major league seasons, was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in a special runoff election Thursday. The runoff was required because none of the candidates received the necessary 75% of the ballots cast last month. A report from Monitor's Tom Carlson in Cleveland.
Your selection to the Hall of Fame came only after many years of frustration. Had you given up hope?
Well, I didn't give up hope. I told the wife, I says, when we had this runoff, I says, it's always a chance. And she says, well, we should hear something. What do you think? I says, well, I haven't given up. I said, but I'm a little leery of Medrick being in there. I said, if Campanella, if I had to run against him, I think I'd have a chance of beating him. But I said, then after I come home, I didn't know. I had the radio on, three stations, and lo and behold, nobody gave any sports. So when I come home and hit the door, my son says, you better get in here. He says, this phone's been busy. I says, for what? He says, you made the Hall of Fame.
Red, is there any one game or one moment that stands out in your memory as perhaps giving you your biggest thrill as a player?
Well, Tom, I think I'd have to go to the 1942 World Series game in St. Louis when I had a no-hit-and-run ball game going into the last of the eighth. And had two out, and who was it? Moore, Terry Moore. He got a hit to right field, and that did things. And the funny thing about it, the score was 7-0. And now, you know, we almost lost this game.
How did it end up?
We beat them 7-6.
Who was the toughest batter you had to face during your career?
Well, they were all tough, Tom. I think one exceptional that stands out in my mind all the time is Charlie Gehringer, because he was a good ball player and a good hitter. He could spot you two strikes and still laugh at you. And I'll take another fellow on that. I'll have to put another fellow on that guy, Bib Falk. I don't know if you remember him or not. He's
the old
White
Chicago
Sox.
White Sox,
yeah,
Sox outfielder.
White Sox outfielder, yeah. He could do the same thing.
Right, I know you're still a very keen student of the game and you watch baseball at every opportunity. Who do you think's the best hitter in baseball today?
Well, I'd have to go to the National League. I see two ball players over there that look like pretty good hitters. That's Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. And now, if it come down, I think for someone to get the run across the plate, I think I'd have to stick with Hank Aaron.
You were a teammate of the famed Lefty Gomez at one time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And we have about 30 seconds left here, and I understand that you have a very comical story you can tell us about Lefty.
They had a bet between him and Selkirk about he said Lefty was so slow coming off the mound that he someday is going to beat him from in the outfield. And nobody knew this, see? Nobody on the ball club knew it. They had a bet. So it happened in Detroit, and here comes Selkirk running from the outfield, and Gomez just poking along, and Gomez began to realize that he had this bet with Selkirk. So here they both come in the dugout, sliding in the dugout. McCarthy going crazy.
We've been talking with Red Ruffing, named during the past week as the 107th member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. This is Tom Carson in Cleveland for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about V8 cocktail juice.
Gee, that looks good. It looks just like tomato juice.
But it's a blend of juices good for you and me, V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
But it's eight ways tasty. Discover it and see. Lively juices, vegetable juices, yours for good health in V8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Well, just take one taste of V8.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juice from Campbell's.
Throughout every weekend, keep up with sports, the latest scores, developments, special feature stories on Monitor.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Thank you.
Bert Kempfert's orchestra just pussyfooting. Wherever you are on the weekend, feel at home. With Monitor on NBC Radio across the nation. In the area of Pocatello, Idaho, you'll hear us on KSEI. Hello, Pocatello. The NBC stations nearest you right now will identify themselves, after which Monitor continues. Ed McMahon here.
Monitor for news, sports, and comedy on the NBC Radio Network.
Keeping you informed of facts, keeping you informed of issues, keeping you informed of people. WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, keeps you informed of Big Town.
-22 degrees and slippery in Big Town, WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA.
Monitor Music, Chet Atkins with Michelle. Michelle by the Mexicali Singers on Monitor.
Thank you. This is Ed McMahon, and you're listening to Monitor 67, where you're always sure of meeting interesting people. Case in point, a symphonic conductor who's only 5'2" tall. Reason? She's a girl. A beautiful Chinese girl, in fact. And you'll meet her immediately after the Seekers serenade a very popular girlfriend of theirs. Georgie Girl.
Hey there, Georgie Girl. Swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie Girl. Why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try? Or is it the clothes you wear? You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy. So shed those dowdy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl. There's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change that be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. You can't always run away. Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself. It's time for jumping down from the shelf a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl. There's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change that be.
The New York Philharmonic has a new assistant conductor. Now, that's not exactly headline news, but the story becomes unique when I add certain other pertinent facts. For instance, the new assistant conductor is a 26-year-old Chinese girl named Helen Kwok, born in South Vietnam, brought up in Australia. And she's one of the winners of the recent Dimitri Metropolis Music Competition. She talks about her childhood, education, and conducting experiences in a chat with Monitor reporter Johnny Andrews.
Helen, welcome to Monitor. As a fellow who studied solfeggio at New England Conservatory, I sit here in awe of you and congratulate you.
Hello, Johnny. It's very nice to be here.
Indeed, welcome. Now, as a winner of the Metropolis competition, you've been selected to spend the next season as an assistant conductor of the New York Philharmonic. Now, this is a pretty awesome responsibility. How do you feel about that?
Yes, well, I feel very excited about it. I know I have to do a lot of work.
Well, now, this work started when you were just a little child, I imagine, in order to gain such stature as you have now. How old were you when you first realized you wanted to play music and make music your life?
Oh, that was very young. My mother always played the piano. That was in Saigon, Vietnam. And I would hear Beethoven symphonies being played on two pianos when I was very, very little. So I started studying with French teachers, solfeggio.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 10, my mother decided that I should go to Australia to study. So I left home when I was only very young and did my study there in Australia.
Well, your first interest was in the piano. Did
yes.
you study the piano?
I studied the piano at the college and also studied the violin and played the viola at the school orchestra and even did some conducting for this high school band, you know, high school orchestra.
Remarkable. Have you done much composing?
I did do some composing, and some of my works were played, you know, at the Sydney Conservatorium.
Well, this is a great deal of work for a lady. Did you have this problem? I imagine there might be some discrimination against a lady in front of an orchestra, since it's an unusual position for you. Did you find that women are discriminated against as conductors?
Well, maybe before, you know, I appear, there may be some doubt as to whether they should engage me. But once I have been engaged and once I begin rehearsals, I think after 5 minutes, everybody sort of relax and enjoy themselves.
Well, now, Helen, are you completely at home on the podium? The audiences make you nervous?
The audience don't make me nervous. I get excited when I meet a new orchestra I've never met before. But as I said, 5 minutes after the first rehearsal, everything is normal and happy. And I always sit when I'm rehearsing.
Have you had the experience where the orchestra applauded you?
Oh, they always applaud
me. They do, really? Well, that's the supreme compliment in the grand orchestra, isn't it?
Yes. I've never had an orchestra that have not applauded me. Everyone has.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now you have that assurance that goes with your position, too. Depending upon your mood, Helen, do you one night conduct one way and then another night conduct a different way so that the end result would be different?
No, I'm very careful.
You're systematic.
Yes, as far as tempos and things are concerned. Because usually one gets a little bit excited and one may just play a little bit faster. Because one tends to think faster, you see. So I always plan very carefully just what the tempos I'm going to take will be.
You know, you're just really out of the teenage bracket. What are your feelings about the music of today compared to the serious music that you like?
Well, it suits the times. I mean, we live in a very tense sort of society, and this sort of very energetic dancing, I think, is very good for the people.
Do you like the music? Do you understand? Do you understand rock and roll?
I think it's fun, yes. Great.
By any chance?
I much prefer to do that than to do some waltz or something.
Well, this probably would seem like a paradox, but are you good at the frug, for example, or the monkey?
Well, I do something.
You do, really?
Yeah.
Well, this is a side of Helen Kwok that I'm sure the public wouldn't see if they happened to be in the audience at Philharmonic Hall watching her conduct. Well, Helen, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Miss Helen Kwok and monitor reporter Johnny Andrews. Helen, a lovely Chinese girl, has been chosen assistant conductor of the New York Philharmonic for this season. Here's Robert Goulet's latest ballad, World of Clowns. Laughing at ups and downs, never in tune, it always seems. We smile through our tears and sigh, why can't we find? We cry, someone to fill our empty dreams. Sounds. So back to the world of clowns, making our endless rounds. Oh, what a world, this world of clowns. In many spots around the world, it's been a rugged winter. For instance, in Morpeth, England, 259 workers walked off the job in an oil heater factory. Reason? The place was too cold. You're with a warm and friendly weekend group right here on the Monitor Beat.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Got a minute? That's all it takes to book a Pan Am tour to Hawaii. It's the newest idea in package tours, and you can wrap up the deal in 60 seconds flat. Just pop in on your Pan Am travel agent and tell him you want a Pan Am Holiday 560. He'll give you jets, hotels, sightseeing trips, side trips, luaus, beaches, boat rides, and a raft of extras to choose from. Give him your order, and he'll phone it into our Panamac computer. 60 seconds later, you're on. Jets, hotels, the works, all reserved. You don't have to do another thing. Just pack and go. A week in Waikiki can come to as little as $52 plus airfare. And your Pan Am travel agent has all the answers. Look him up. It only takes a minute.
Be sure to look up an approved Pan Am travel agent or call Pan Am at 973-4000 and ask for Pan Am Holiday 560.
It's 14 minutes before the hour. I'm Ed McMahon, and you're back with Monitor. The following word on behalf of the National Conference of Christians and Jews. Ignorance, prejudice, fear, and bigotry are humanity's most crippling diseases. The National Conference of Christians and Jews asks you to pause a minute. Ask yourself if you are giving these diseases a safe harbor, either by inaction or by action. If the answer is yes, you don't have to admit it to anyone but yourself. But the National Conference asks one more thing. Please do something about it.
A while ago, I was a lonely girl, without a goal or purpose in this world. I thought of life and made my plans to find myself a wealthy man, it's true.
Thank you, Connie Francis. In one moment, a report on the NCAA-AAU track dispute. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont fiber that never gets tired, and Pat Craft Carpets. Here's Mel Allen for Orlon 33 from DuPont.
When you talk about a carpet that can take it, Holly Hill from Pat Craft is really something. It has a springy, lively look that won't stay trampled down. In fact, the Patcraft people recommend it for home or commercial use. You see, it's made with a springier carpet fiber, Orlon 33 Acrylic by DuPont. And man, that's tough to beat.
Springier, bouncier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Thank you.
Check out Pat Kraft's Holly Hill in Orlon 33 acrylic. It comes in solid colors, two tones, and 12 or 15 foot widths. And it comes a lot springier, too.
The bitter NCAA-AAU struggle for control of track and field in the United States continues. The NCAA has so far refused to follow a directive of arbiter Theodore Keel yesterday to ask the AAU for retroactive sanction of a meet it sponsored in New York last week. Failure to obtain the sanction originally caused the AAU to ban 11 foreign student athletes who competed in the meet. Soon after Keel issued his directive, AAU Executive Director Colonel Donald Hull spoke to Monitor Sports Editor Len Dillon.
Colonel Don Hull, does the retroactive sanction reinstate all of the foreign athletes who are banned by the AAU for competing in an unsanctioned meet?
The retroactive sanction, if it is given, would then eliminate the fact that the boys ran an unsanctioned competition, and the IAAF then could review their action because they have a directive that they must not run an unsanctioned competition. It is up to them as to whether or not they will accept the retroactive sanction.
By the IAAF, of course, you're talking about the International Athletic Amateur Athletic Federation.
You are right, Len. That is a world governing body for track and field.
Would you say that the NCAA, which is the National Collegiate Athletic Association, offer two foreign athletes banned by the AAU to compete in college meets was provocative?
Well, very definitely, Len. And, of course, could be most harmful to the athletes, especially those who did receive the specific directive from their country not to participate in these competitions. Now, if they go ahead and either accept or perhaps are in any way forced by the NCAA to compete in other competition, this compounds their infraction of the rules and could get the boys in more serious trouble. I would hope that we will keep the boy's future in mind and try not to get him in more trouble than he is already in for having run an unsanctioned competition.
Now, what about the foreign athletes whom the AAU banned and now are reinstated? Do they still face punitive action from their home amateur federations?
I believe it's very likely in some countries. They had a directive from their governing body in their country not to compete.
And, of course, these foreign athletes compete here your invitation or the AAU's invitation in the United States, is that right?
That is correct, Len. The International Amateur Athletic Federation holds us responsible to invite foreign athletes here and to be sure they participate in accordance with the rules.
Good. That leads me to my next question. Several of these foreign athletes have charged that they were threatened with the loss of their scholarships if they didn't compete in the United States Track and Field Federation meet, which, of course, as we have established, was not sanctioned by the AAU. Is this true or not?
Athletes have said so. They have said that they were forced as late as the on the floor of the meet itself when they tried to resist participating, and they were ordered to do so. I believe that the foreign countries concerned will certainly take that into consideration, I would believe, in the boys' favor.
Colonel Don Hull, this subject is too complex and complicated to finish in such a short time, so I wonder if you would be good enough and gracious enough to come back later on today and monitor and to continue this discussion with me.
Len, I'll be happy to come back later on with you or on another day at your convenience.
Colonel Don Hull. Now, this is Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Thank you both, gentlemen. We'll have you both back this evening. Once again, here's Mel Allen for Orlon 33.
Say, here's another springy one from Petcraft. Glen Oaks, with a tree bark pattern and plenty of natural sturdiness. Made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont. The liveliest carpet fiber you can put your feet on.
Springier, bouncier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Give Pat Kraft's Glen Oaks the tread test. Your toe will know the difference.
Monitor Sports has been brought to you by Orlon 33 from DuPont and Pat Kraft Carpets.
This is your NBC station. This is the pulse of the nation. For news and news.
The latest number from the Letterman right here, our winter love.
There is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today. Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today. Have a Lark today. First up, pick up, pick up, pick like a Lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today. Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today. Have a Lark today.
There is nothing like a Lark. Have one.
Weather news is breaking in Rome or Roswell, New Mexico. NBC covers it concisely and completely. Stay tuned and stay informed with NBC Monitor News on the Hour, which is next. This is Ed McMahon.
Six members of the President's Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice will meet the press in a 90-minute special tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Hi, this is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me on WNBC, the big voice of Big Town, USA, afternoons at 1. As I keep you in touch with Big Town, home of progress, where Thomas Alva Edison invented the electric light in Menlo Park, New Jersey. Big Town, USA.
The Peace Corps needs brick masons, stone masons, plasterers, plumbers, welders, painters, printers, butchers, chemists, mechanics, pilots, zoologists, microbiologists, geologists, teachers, writers, lawyers, doctors, dentists, physical therapists, arters, actors, tailors, tile setters. Anyone else who's interested in peace, write the Peace Corps, Washington.
Wide awake people open their eyes to the sound of Big Wilson, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.